Guru and Gauranga blessing. Okay. Guru and Gauranga blessing is always there. Not that sometimes. It's always there. Guru and Gauranga blessing is eternal. It's always there. It's permanently available. But why we don't have it always? It's not that it's there sometimes, sometimes not there. No, it's always there. So we have problem. We have problem. So, okay, before we continue, ice breaking. You need ice break?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll give you. Does devotees suffer? Please listen to my question, please. Does devotees or devotee suffer? Real devotee doesn't suffer. Very good. Pure devotees. So for pure devotees, there's nothing like suffering. Not suffering. Any devotee who thinks or feels his suffering, there's something wrong with his or her practice. Any devotee. Millennia's back, some sages they gathered. And the topic of discussion was the sages they gathered. And they were going to discuss if a devotee who is fully surrendered to Krishna can be miserable. A devotee who is fully surrendered to Krishna, can he or she be miserable? Huh? No. Yes, that's the answer. No. See, if you sit like this, what is the message? Yes, yes. Don't sit like this. So you open so that something can be added. And if you sit like this, what does it mean? What's the message? The mind is very disturbed. Anxiety. Finger in the mouth. In the ear. Is what? Dirty. 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 Yes. Dirty. In the ear. In the mouth. Dirty. Devotee is supposed to be suchi, clean. Okay. Where did we end? Please listen to my question. What was our last discussion? It's a continuation from chapter 3 to 4, right? So where's the continuation? Where's the link? Where is the link? Speak. Yes. The continuity is from 39. Abritam Ganam Etena Ganino Nitya Vairina Kama Rupena Kantiya Duspurina and Alina Cha. Thus the wise living entity's pure consciousness becomes covered by knowledge, goodness, covered by lust. Covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and it burns like fire. Did anyone read the purport? How many people read the purport?
Yes.
Read the purport? Who again read the purport? One, two. Who read the purport? Three, four, five, six, seven, eight. What did you discover from the purport? What's the most striking thing that comes to your mind when you read the purport? Something that really punch your heart in the purport. Yes? Where's the microphone?
Prabhupada gives the analogy of a prison and criminals kept in the prison behind bars. And he says that in this material world, which is a prison for the conditions, sex life are the bars that kind of shackle the living entity.
Very good. Thank you. Yes. So Prabhupada said, in the material world, the criminals are shackled by iron chains. Right? The criminals who are disobedient to the laws of the Supreme Personality of God are similarly shackled by the chain of sex life. The message is the message is there are two types of sex. Two types. One which is on the body and then the spiritual. So those of us who engage on the bodily activities, we should understand that we are criminals. We are criminals, and that is the way nature is punishing us. But those who are acting on the spiritual platform, we should understand that this is devotional service. I did not consider sex life. Even though it's the same activity, I did not consider sex life. It is devotional service. You understand? There is one type of sex which is devotional service. There's another which is not devotional service, which is punishment. The two types. One is devotional service, one is punishment. The person who gets married as devotional service and the purpose is to get Krishna conscious children, that's devotional service. The person who gets married because, I cannot control my senses are disturbing me, I have tried to be a brahmachari, but it's not working, let me just get married. That is sex life. That's what the qualification to get married. The qualification to get married is that the senses are under control. You understand? No. No. Both are not. They're different. Srinivas Acharya, we are singing his prayers to the Goswamis every Monday, right? How did he appear? His father and his mother had no desire, no good desire for sex. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered their heart. I requested them to bring a child for him. Is that sex life? Is that sex life? That devotional service. It was not coming from them. They have completely forgotten about it. They were living like brothers and sisters. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu influenced the heart. And he did. My devotees will come through you because their heart is pure. That's how soon it was a child came. That is not sex life. That is pure Krishna consciousness. Though the activity is the same, but the result is different. The motivation is different. Understand? All right.
Hi, Krishna. My question is that according to the Varnashram process, it seems to be scientific and it seems to be, you know, Vedic for the natural transformation or the shifting from the Brahmacharya ashram to the Grihastha ashram. So, taking sannyas, I mean, without getting into the Grihastha ashram, seems more, at least to my understanding, seems more like an exception to the rule than you know, just because you can't cope with your sexual desires, so you get into the Grihastha ashram.
Yes. Yeah. Vanashram means perfect organization. Yes. Things are perfectly organized, arranged in such a way that everybody performs their duty nicely and from there gradually make advancement. That is Vanashram. Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
You have been exemplifying in regards to Srinivas Acharya. We had another wonderful Acharya of the Grihastha devotee, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He had 11 children. And
12.
All of them, 12 children.
12.
And all of them were the high-class Vaishnava.
Yes. Because he selected the children. Bhaktivinoda Thakura selected the children. They were not imposed on him. Most of us, our children are imposed on us. How do we know that? We are not satisfied with the children we have. We expected that they should be better. What we are expecting is better than what we are having. That means they were imposed upon us. But you know, the greatest children were not imposed. He's selected. You come. You come. So, you don't call that sex life. That is Krishna consciousness. Yes. Everything is in Krishna consciousness. It's just that we need to understand them and apply them. We have the result. Yes. Okay.
My question is, like, in scriptures, is it mentioned like the lust is the jail within us? Like, we lust is making is a jail, and this is the biggest contamination of our jiva. Like, if
we
indulge, accept devotional service,
is it
like that?
Yes. Krishna said to the greatest eternal enemy. Said eternal enemy. He didn't say someone else. Mahapabma, Mahasanava. Two words are used. Mahapabma, Mahasana. That's how Krishna described it. At 37. So, our pure consciousness is covered by our eternal enemy in the form of lust. Now, in chapter 4, Krishna in text 1 and 2 is going to give us a knowledge to deal with the lust. See the connection? Transcendental knowledge. Yes. So from text 1 to 10, chapter 4, what is it? Look at your chart. You have the chart. Chapter 4 has how many verses? 42. Out of 42, 10 is dealing with? Yes. Yes, transcendental knowledge. Chapter 4. So from 1 to 10, in 10 verses, is what? Transcendental knowledge about Krishna. So Krishna begins chapter 4 with transcendental knowledge, and he also describes the process of acquiring this knowledge. So we're going to cover that. So transcendental knowledge deals with from verse 1 to 10. Krishna as the goal of all paths and creator of Varna Ashrama. The 5 verses that deals with that. That's from 11 to 15. Then, Karma Yoga has 9 verses. So you have 10, 5, how many? 9 together, right? Sacrifices lead to transcendental knowledge. Has how many verses? 9 verses. So 9 plus 3 plus 5 plus 10. How many? 16 to 24. Oh, 9. Yeah. Sorry. 9 verses. Let me see. You see, if you take it like this, it will help us to understand. Chapter 4 has 42 verses. 1 to 10 deal with transcendental knowledge. 11 to 15 deal with Krishna as a goal of all paths. Then from there, 9 verses deal with Karma Yoga. 9 verses also deal with sacrifices, which lead us to transcendental knowledge. And a summary of transcendental knowledge also has 9 verses. So if you add them together, you get 42. It will make you to be familiar with Bhagavad Gita easily. We should be so familiar with Bhagavad Gita that somebody says something from anywhere, you can immediately refer. You can immediately refer. Yes, this is where you are talking from. And someone is telling you something which is not in Bhagavad Gita, immediately you can understand that what they are speaking is not in the Gita. Easily. So what we are doing here in Krishna consciousness, we are getting knowledge to help us become a better devotee. Right? We are getting knowledge to become transformed, become a better devotee. We are not getting knowledge alone. To get knowledge alone, we can get that anywhere, not just from Bhagavad Gita. There are so many other speculators all over who are speaking all kinds of things. But Bhagavad Gita is about transformation. We are getting knowledge to become better devotee, better in our service to Krishna, better character person who has culture of love, a culture of dealing with Krishna's property, the culture of using everything for the purpose it is meant for. It's about devotion to Krishna. This is what we hope to be together at the end of our Bhagavad Gita study. Not just about knowledge alone. Alright? So you master it. Transcendental knowledge about Krishna, 10 verses. Krishna are the goal of all paths and creator of Varna Ashram. You have 5 verses, 15. Karma Yoga has 9 verses, 16 to 24. Sacrifices lead to transcendental knowledge, 9 verses. 33 plus summary of transcendental knowledge. 43 plus 9 is 42. So make it easy for us to understand every portion of our Gita. Immediately we can understand every portion of our Gita. We know where we are. So if you are going to speak, if someone calls you to give Bhagavad Gita class, you don't have to go and scratch your head. Right? You don't need to do that. Just sit down and let it come. Easily. Let it flow easily without strenuous effort. Right? So, transcendental knowledge of chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, as it is, text 1. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Imam Vipassati Yogam Bhaktavan Aham Abhyayam Vivashvan Manabhi Praha Bandurishva Kavi Bravit.
The personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna said, I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivaswan, and Vivaswan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku.
See, look at the purport. Look at the purport. Herein we find the history of traced from a remote time when it was to the royal order of all planets, beginning from sun planet. The kings of all planets are especially meant for, and therefore the royal order should, in order to, is it clear? Very direct, simple. This knowledge was given to? Huh? No. No. Saintly kings. There's adjective added to it. Saintly kings, not kings. It is saintly kings. Raja, Rishi. It is for Rajarishis. So here, verse 1 and 2, Krishna discuss how loss covers our knowledge, and then Krishna recommends that we should do our duty with detachment, which is this karma yoga. as a means to attain transcendental knowledge. So in this chapter 4, Krishna will explain how to acquire such knowledge. Verses 1 and 2. This is verse 1 and 2. Yes, how to acquire this knowledge. How do we acquire this knowledge? Yes, parampara. That's the second verse. We get knowledge from parampara. And Krishna gave the knowledge to the saintly kings. What does it mean? Krishna gave the knowledge to his representatives. So Hare Krishna devotees were meant to represent Krishna. Why? Krishna will explain in text 3. The qualification for Krishna to give this knowledge. Text 3. Krishna is going to explain the qualification. One and two, Krishna is giving the process how to receive the knowledge. The process is parampara. Through his true bona fide representatives. The kings were, at that time, like you said before, the natural leaders. The natural leaders. Their duty, properly explained the purport, is to guide the citizens. So Krishna gave them the principle how to guide the citizens. The Bhagavad Gita is meant for guiding and directing our life. We said during that time that this is Krishna's manual, how to live in this world. Like every product has a manual from the company. So this is Krishna's manual in this material world. Yes, yes. How to live in this world, how to operate this material energy. This is the manual Krishna has given. And he gave it to qualified people. Krishna did not give it to unqualified people. He selected his people. And the reason why Krishna selected is explained in text 3. Why Krishna selected? You understand? And Krishna is the proper gave a long, detailed explanation in the purport. Detail. The history of our Gita, he says, calculated to be 120,400,000 years. As we find in the purport. 120,400,000 years have passed. Accepting that before the birth of Manu, the Gita was spoken by the Lord to his disciple, the Son God version. A rough estimate is that the Gita was spoken at least 120,400,000 years ago, and human society has been extant for 2 million years. It was re-spoken by the Lord again to Arjuna about 5,000 years ago. That is the rough estimate of the history of the Gita, according to the Gita itself, and according to the version of the speaker, Lord Sri Krishna. It was spoken to the Son God Vivekananda because he is also a Kshatriya and is the father of all Kshatriyas who are descendants of the Sun God or the Surya Vamsa Kshatriyas. Because Bhagavad Gita is as good as the Vedas, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this knowledge is aparushaya, superhuman. Seeing the Vedic instructions accepted as they are, without human interpretation, the Gita must therefore be accepted without mundane interpretation. The mundane wranglers may speculate on the Gita in their own ways, but that is not Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita has to be accepted as it is from the disciplic. What is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Disciplic succession. And it is described herein that the Lord spoke to the Sun God. The Sun God spoke to his son, Manu. And Manu spoke it to his son, Isaku. So, what is that? Parampara is coming. It's parampara, one after another. And all of them are bona fide representative of Krishna. So Krishna descends in two ways. Surya and?
Arjuna.
Yes. Moon. Sun and the moon. Krishna is from where? Moon. Ramachandra? Sun. Now Krishna said, continued. Evam parampara praptam.
Evam parampara praptam.
Imam rajarsayo vidhu.
Imam rajarsayo vidhu.
Sakalena mahata.
Sakalena mahata.
Yogo nasta parantapa.
Yogo nasta parantapa.
This supreme science was thus received through the chain of disciples succession. And the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is praised to the Lord.
Yes. It is clearly stated that the Gita was especially meant for
saintly kings.
Because it's purpose in ruling over the citizens. Very powerful. Certainly, Bhagavad Gita was never meant for the demonic persons who would dissipate its value for one's benefit and would devise all types of interpretations according to personal whims. Bhagavad Gita is not to be handled by everybody. It is not a book that any person can take and start teaching from and make a living. It is not. It is meant for Krishna's devotees, Krishna's representatives. It is meant the qualification is that people who are bona fide who will live the purpose of Gita in their own life and help others to have the same thing. Prabhupada gave the reason. Why it was given to the Kshatriyas? Why it is given to the saintly kings? In the purpose, the previous purpose. The science of Gita in order to be able to rule the citizens and protect them from material bondage or lust. So if one does not have this purpose in mind, is teaching about Gita, what is that? Someone is not having this purpose in his mind and is teaching about Gita, will he help us to conquer lust? It will not help anyone, because the person does not have an interest in his heart. He is using us for his own whims. So Gita is spoken or is given to those who are truly representing Krishna, because they know how to use it to teach the citizens to overcome our main problem. Our main problem should be resolved by studying Gita. So we have been repeating, our Gita is meant for reformation. To change our hearts, to change our life, to transform our life, to make us a different person. It's a proper continuum. As soon as the original purpose was scattered by the motives of the unscrupulous commentators, there arose the need to re-establish the recipient succession. 5,000 years ago, it was detected by the Lord himself that the disciples' succession was broken. And therefore, he declared that the purpose of the Gita appeared to be lost. In the same way, at the present moment, also there are so many editions of Gita, especially in English. But almost all of them are not according to authorized disciples' succession. There are innumerable interpretations rendered by different mundane scholars, but almost all of them do not accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, although they make a good business on the words of Sri Krishna. This spirit is demonic, because demons do not believe in God, but simply enjoy the property of the Supreme. Since there is a great need of an edition of the Gita in English as it is received by the Parampara disciple succession system, an attempt is made herewith to fulfill this great want. Bhagavad Gita, accepted as it is a great boon for humanity. But if it is accepted as a treatise of philosophical speculations, it is simply a waste of time. So what is the purpose of proper writing Bhagavad Gita? There are already so many editions of Bhagavad Gita. It's okay, don't disturb. Let's continue. Just take a note of it, that's all. Otherwise, you are also making noise. So all of you have to pay sweet. All of you who have shouted should pay also for the sweet. You cause disturbance as well. We have already disturbed the class. Not only the phone that rang that disturbed the class. We have disturbed also. So all of you are responsible. What is the purpose of Prabhupada speaking the Gita, writing Gita? He explained here, already so many innumerable editions of Gita, especially in English. What is the need of Prabhupada writing another Gita? What is his mission? It's to give our Gita as it is, without personal interpretation. It's a boon, okay? Yeah. To help us, it's to help us. Prabhupada is establishing Krishna here as authority of the Bhagavad Gita, not just a way to make money, to make a living. Prabhupada established Krishna here as the authority of Bhagavad Gita, the supreme authority of Bhagavad Gita, which other commentators did not do. They separated Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, it is not as it is. The proper Bhagavad Gita is as it is, because he established Krishna. Here, Prabhupada maintains Sri Bhagavan Vacha. He didn't say, according to Sri Prabhupada. You never find that throughout the whole Gita. But other people, everything is their own speculation. Inborn Krishna. Krishna, somebody was speaking through Krishna. Who is that person? Who is speaking through Krishna? Try to understand my question.
Who is speaking through Krishna?
Yes.
Other people say
Yes, so that is what I'm saying. She understood me. Nobody can speak through Krishna. Krishna speaks by himself. Krishna speaks by himself, not that somebody is speaking through Krishna. Krishna gave, it is not the super soul who gave Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna gave Srimad Bhagavatam to Lord Vishnu, to Lord Brahma, to Lord Shiva. Krishna gave Bhagavatam directly. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita directly. Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Not the super soul. Not Lord Vishnu. Krishna gave Bhagavatam to Vishnu. to Brahma, to Shiva. So it's different. Krishna, nobody is speaking through Krishna. Krishna is speaking by himself. So Prabhupada established Krishna, the supreme speaker of Gita himself. So in the beginning, we started saying that Krishna, Prabhupada said, thank all of you very much for coming to this program, because you have come here to hear what Krishna wants to speak. Not what somebody wants to speak through Krishna. You want to hear what Krishna wants to speak. Krishna wants to speak Bhagavad Gita to us. Alright? So having explained the process of receiving this knowledge, which is through parampara, now Krishna is giving the qualification. What's the qualification? Saivayam maya tedya
yoga
prota
puratana
bhaktu smi sakacheti rahasyam yetat utamam. Rahasya, what is that? Rahasya. Mystery. Secret. Confidential. Yes. Yes, confidential. Do we give your secret to everybody? Why do you call it secret? Why do you say secret? It is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's for few people. Which people? Bhaktos Mijaka. Bhakta, as me. Yes, my devotee and Saka, my friend. If you want to go to university, if you want to be a lawyer, you must be a graduate first. If you want to go to law school, you must be a graduate before you go to law school. You understand? Undergraduate cannot go to law school. Only graduates will go to law school. So there's qualification to go to law school. Similarly, to be a devotee of Krishna, to understand this science, this what? Krishna said what? This supreme science. This supreme science. Krishna said this supreme science. Mahata! Mahata! The word Mahata is here. What? Supreme science. Yoga. Mahata Yoga. To understand the supreme science, there are qualifications. What? How many?
Two
qualifications to understand. The supreme science, we need two qualifications. Yes, read the translation. Read the translation.
That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science.
Yes. In chapter 9, text 1 in chapter 9. What is there? 9:1, what is it? What if I in chapter 9, text 1, the beginning?
The Supreme Personality of God has said, my dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization.
Just look at that.
Knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence.
Just see that. Krishna is giving us knowledge to be what? To be free from all material miseries. Lust. Krishna wants to destroy it. Does Krishna do this to everybody? Why? They are not a friend, they are not devotee. What is so special in being a friend and a devotee? What is the special quality? Yes, alas, we have devotees are not envious. So Prabhupada created a society of non-enviousness. That's the society Prabhupada gave to us. Non-enviousness. That's the qualification to understand Lord Krishna, the mystery of Krishna, and how to transcend all miseries. Krishna wants to reveal his secret to us.
Why we distribute this
book? Yes, good question. Since this is meant for devotees, why are we transgressing the law? Why can't we just keep it to ourselves? We devotees. Why do we give it to everyone? How did you become a devotee?
My mom.
Your mom gave you Bhagavad Gita. Who gave to your mother?
Somebody,
yes. Somebody, some devotee, right? So if you don't do that, how will you have become a devotee? Right? Yes, so you cannot go to the street. Okay. That's not a qualification. To see those who are envious, give them the Gita. No, I don't want this. What is this? Okay. Hare Krishna. Bye. Yes. Yes, then you understand. You go to another person. Oh, okay. Sit. Let's talk about kids. This is how we know. So, Krishna gave chance to everybody. So, this is called open secret. Bhagavad Gita is?
Open
secret. Yes. So first of all, they don't understand. But by association, there will always be some transformation. By association. So when I give book to somebody, I say, no, I don't have interest. I don't stop there. So yes, you don't have interest because you don't know what is inside. So just listen. If you know what is inside, you have interest. So just take a look at it, read it, and see, you will have interest. If you read it, you have interest. Because you don't know, you cannot have interest for something you don't know. How do you get to know something? They said, the taste of pudding is in eating. If you don't eat it, you cannot understand the taste. All right? So when people get association with Gita, so Papa said, what can your 3-minute preaching do? Just let them have the book. Just let them have the book. So Papa will speak. Our duty is just to do our duty. Give them the book. Papa will do the remaining work. He will speak to them if they are ripe for it. If they are ripe for it, they will get it. All right? The significance
of parampara.
The significance of parampara. First of all, Lord Krishna who is beyond Krishna. The significance of Parampara is Krishna. He is the supreme person of Godhead, beyond everything. And he begins everything. Janmadi yata and Janmadi asayata and barad itarasta charitistu abigya swarat. That is the significance. He is Swarat, the supreme independent person. Nothing is equal to him and nothing is above him. What is beyond Krishna is Krishna. Alright? Therefore, that is our significance. That our parampara will lead us to the supreme perfection of Godhead. If you follow, our parampara will lead us to Krishna, the supreme fountainhead of everything. That is the significance. That you're on a ladder, if you keep climbing, where will you go? If you keep climbing a ladder, where will you go? Huh? You get to the top, right? So if you follow this parampara, where will it take us to? Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. That's the significance. All right? So Krishna said, that very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you. Because you are my devotee as well as and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of science. If we are envious of a person, what do you want to hear about that person?
Something bad.
You don't want to hear that this person is wealthy. You want to hear the person has become bankrupt. Right? You don't want to hear that this person has friends. No, nobody should like him or her. Right? That's what we want to hear. But if you like a person like a mother, even here, look at monkeys. Who likes monkey? Who want to keep monkey as a pet? So we don't want, right? What of the mother monkey? Does he like the child or not? They like. Yes. They like. Every mother likes the child, even though the child may not be so wonderful. Here in India, if your child is born blind, right? If you have a child that is blind, the name is Padman Dunja. Is it not? The child is blind, but the mother will name the baby. Oh, Lotus Eye One. And that is love. That is Vatsalya love. Vatsalya love does not make you see anything wrong. Yes. You always see the good in a child. Oh, my sweet boy. That is. But an envious person will never see anything good in any person. And the person also wants the whole world to do what? To hate that person. He wants the whole world. Not only one person. As I don't like this person, the whole world should also don't like this person. That's envy. So many people gave commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. What did they say? Krishna is not this. Krishna is not that. What Krishna is, they don't know. Yes, it's a symbol. Which symbol? Human form, yes. is not this, it is not this, it is not that. What is this?
They say Krishna is not God.
Krishna is not.
The name of the God is Krishna.
Then what is Krishna? So they don't know. Yet, they wrote so many commentaries just to make a living out of envy. So the qualification to understand the mystery of Krishna is that we should be a devotee, a friend, and non-envious. Then Krishna will do what? He will impart this knowledge which will help us destroy all miseries. Alright? At the end of the purport, Prabhupada said, there are innumerable editions of this great book of knowledge. You have seen it? Huh? Some of them have commentaries by the devotees. And some of them have commentaries by the demons. Say means what? They are not devotee, they are not friend, and they are envious of Krishna. Yes. Commentation by the devotee is real. Whereas that of the demon is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. And any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. The demonic, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concord something about Krishna and mislead general readers from the part of Krishna's instructions. Here is a warning about such misleading facts. Once you try to follow from and thus benefited by this great science of as it is. Alright? Now, after hearing this, what happened to Arjuna? Arjuna has a doubt. Arjuna has a doubt. What is Arjuna's doubt? Pass it on. See, be attentive. What is Arjuna's doubt? After hearing this,
Arjuna's doubt is like son is senior than Krishna. Krishna came with him only at that time. The son is senior, so how he can believe that Krishna told this to son about?
Yes. Listen. Text 4.
Arjuna Uvacha.
Aparam bhattu janma.
Param janma vivashvata.
Katameta vijaniyam.
Tamadu proktavaniti.
Arjuna said, the sun god Vivasvan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him?
Is it not a good question? Is it not a good question?
Yes.
means Arjuna is what? Very attentive. Arjuna is hearing Krishna perfectly. Is it not? What makes Arjuna to hear attentively like this? What is making Arjuna to give full attention to what Krishna is teaching him? Mike?
First, he accepted Krishna as his spiritual master, so he was very attentive. And the second, that Arjuna was in great trouble, so he was waiting for a salvation from Krishna.
Yes. The second, the last part is the main point. Arjuna was in serious problem. The problem was really heavy and it was burning him. What is the message? Anyone who is still comfortable in this material world will never have this intensity of hearing. Did you hear? Anyone who is feeling comfortable in this world will never have the intensity of hearing as Arjuna is hearing. Kunti Devi said that in Bhagavatam, "My dear Lord Krishna, people who are not materially exhausted cannot pray to you with feelings." Their prayer is only on the lips, not from the heart. Please, you should try to understand this. Arjuna was feeling the heat of the problems. It was burning in his body. So much so that even the Gandiva bow fell from his hand. Arjuna took a vow that any person who I'm the Lord of Gandiva, any person who challenged me has to keep my bow down, that person is dead. But he himself dropped his bow. So you can see the seriousness of his problem. Barak Parishit, how was he able to hear attentively for 7 days and make a confession to his spiritual master, my dear Gurudev? "For a moment, I couldn't control my thirst. Therefore, I committed an offense by garlanding a seed with a dead snake. And I am cursed to death, to die." The same me is sitting here with you for 7 days and not feeling thirsty. This is a confession from Maharaj Parikshit. What was the motivation for him to have such an bona fide hearing nature? Yes.
Does it tell you that Shloka Bhogeshwarya Bhutana in the Bhagavad Gita? Because there also it mentions one is attached to offenses, etc. He has no resolute purpose for engaging Krishna consciousness. Does it tell you that?
Okay, yes, something is there. Thank you. The same thing, Maharaj Parishi was going to die in 7 days. Who feels comfortable hearing they are going to die tomorrow? Who feels comfortable hearing tomorrow they are going to die? Huh? So it was a serious problem for him. Therefore, when he got a person to give him the solution, what will you do? You'll be inattentive? We are inattentive in chanting the holy name. Why? I'm very young. I'm a president. I'm very handsome man, lady. I'm all right. When I move in the street, all the men are looking at me. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yes, I am the one that the whole world is offering obeisances to. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Right? That's the problem. But Maharaj Parikshit wasn't having this problem. He was feeling. Try to understand. He has already given up his kingdom, which is, it's not because there was no money inside the kingdom. He has already given up his queen, who were thousands of times more beautiful than what we have here. He has already given up all that. And all the royal dress has given up everything completely. He is now only without him. Just to look for the solution. Therefore, when he got the solution, he gave in completely. So one who is still comfortable in this material world will not have such intensity of hearing. Therefore, for us to to hear like Arjuna, we should try to understand Arjuna's position and look also our own situation. So he is hearing Krishna attentively, and from there he's asking, Krishna, you say you spoke this to Sun God? I know we are of the same age. And I cannot say I'm senior to Sun God. So how is it that you are senior to Sun God? How can you speak to Sun God when we are of the same age? Sun God is senior to us. How? Okay, the next question. Right? You understand the point? The next question is, Arjuna is a bewildered soul. Is Arjuna a bewildered soul? Arjuna doubting Krishna? Was he asking the question? Arjuna is Yes. Arjuna is asking because of us. This is Arjuna's compassion. This is Arjuna's compassion upon us. Arjuna said, the Sun God Vibhishan is senior by birth to you. How am I to understand that in the beginning you instructed this science to him? By asking this question, Arjuna has given Krishna to speak about himself. Now Krishna will speak about himself. Two things. Arjuna asked a question for our benefit, to help us. Second, in this way Krishna will speak about himself. Krishna is going to establish. We are dealing with what? Transcendental knowledge, right? Now Krishna is going to speak about himself. The difference between us. When a soul becomes liberated, and has gone back from back to Godhead. In the spiritual world with Krishna. Do you understand the question? When a soul becomes liberated, qualified to go back from back to Godhead, and has gone back from back to Godhead, what is the difference? What is the difference? We are eternal. Krishna is eternal. Krishna is in the spiritual world. We are in the spiritual world. So what is the difference? Krishna is the master. Yes, we are the servant. Yes. We forgot? We have forgotten our true identity before or after liberation? After liberation. No, we can't forget again. Back home, we can't forget again. Yes. 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 What's the difference? We are all there now. What's the difference? Yes. Now we are talking about being there. My question is, now we are in the spiritual world with Krishna.
Yes. More illusion.
So where's the difference? So
that
we are the same.
So
what's the difference? No difference. Everything the same now. All of us Krishnas.
Now there is a more definite view. Now there is a covering of Maya Devi and testing as a respect. Still influenced by faulty growth. As long as we are in this material world, we are influenced by Maya, by faulty growth. No, we cannot be 100% liberated.
Yes. Yes, true.
Our real devotion
should start from there. Very good. Yes, sir. No difference. No difference. Okay, no difference. No difference. You're tired? Eh? We have been conditioned before. Is it not? We have been conditioned before. Has Krishna been ever conditioned? Eh? Has Krishna been ever conditioned? But we have been conditioned before, is it not? So are we the same? We have been conditioned before we become liberated. Is it not? Apart from the point you gave, yes. We have been conditioned before. But Kesha has never been conditioned before. So the difference is there. Apart from the fact that we are, yes, the eternal fragmental part of him, yes. There was a time where we were conditioned. Before our liberation, we were conditioned before. But there has not been a time, will there ever be a time when Krishna will be conditioned? So it's different. Alright? So Krishna has a chance, Arjuna open chance for Krishna to speak for himself. So you're going to speak about the difference. You understand? So let's go down the purport. Got it. He go down the purport. If necessary, that everyone, have you seen? Go down the purport. It is necessary that everyone. Yeah. You seen it? Everyone? Everyone have seen? It is necessary that everyone, for his own interest, know the science of Krishna. Therefore, when Krishna himself speaks about himself, you understand, no? Krishna is speaking. Arjuna gave Krishna a chance to speak himself. It is auspicious for all the worlds. To the demons, such explanation by Krishna himself may appear to be strange, because the demons always study Krishna from their own. But those who are devotees heartily welcome the statement of Krishna when they are spoken by Krishna himself. Arjuna is asking questions for Krishna to speak. The devotees will always worship such authoritative statement of Krishna because they are always eager to know more and more about him. Atheists who consider Krishna an ordinary man may in this way come to know that Krishna is superhuman, that he is Sadananda Vigraha, the eternal form of bliss and knowledge, that he is transcendental, and that he is above for the modes of nature, and above any place of time and space. A devotee of Krishna, like Arjuna, is undoubtedly above any misunderstanding of the transcendental position of Krishna. Arjuna's putting this question before the Lord is an attempt by the devotee to defy the atheistic attitude of persons who consider Krishna to be an ordinary being, subject to the modes of their nature. Hare Krishna. What to do? Thank you very much. You are fully prepared. Thank you. A devotee should be like fire brigade. You understand fire brigade?
Yes.
The moment you say fire, they know the instrument to hold. They don't want to, oh, what to do. No. They are trained. They are trained to be always, whenever I say fire, they don't have to go and sting, run here and there. No. Similarly, a devotee should be like fire brigade. So, a type of way is like fire brigade. It's always well equipped at all times. Yes, a devotee should never be caught unaware. A devotee should never be caught unaware. A devotee should always be ready. Yes, you are aware. That's Krishna consciousness. Ever ready. Yes, so now Krishna is going to speak. Text 5. Are you there? Okay. When you finish writing, right? Right? You're writing? Finish, then I'll continue. Finish? You're writing something, no? Okay. Shri Bhagwan Vacha. Bahuni me yati tani. Janmani tabatarajuna.
Janmani tabatarajuna.
Tanyaham beda sarvani.
Tanyaham beda sarvani.
Natham beta parantapa.
Natham beta parantapa.
Very nice. Yes, go on.
Many words you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot.
Yes. One difference here. Right? There is one difference here. What is it? Krishna can remember, Arjuna cannot remember. Why? Jiva and the Supreme, yes. Yes. Why? You didn't read the purport. That's the message you are giving to me. You didn't read the purport. If you have read the purport, you have answered my question. First reason here is in the word of Krishna. The second reason is given in the purport. That's Srila Prabhupada. So first reason you have given me. That was the first reason? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? And Arjuna is? Yes, the Jiva. We should understand, who is Arjuna? The eternal, constant associate of Krishna. Arjuna goes with Krishna everywhere. Everywhere. So what is the second reason? Krishna explained, it's in the purport.
Krishna told Arjuna, you will change your body, but I never change my body. Yes. She tried to understand this. I never change my body, but you change your body. The personality of God has said, many, many births, both you and I have passed. I can remember all of them, but you cannot. Oh, subdue of the enemy. It's a very long purport and fully loaded with so many things. The purport is fully loaded with so many things. In the purport, Sir Prabhupada said, I'm jumping. Although Arjuna is addressed herein. You go down and you see. Have you seen it? Although Arjuna is addressed herein as who could the enemies, he is unable to recall what had happened in his various past births. Therefore, a living entity, however great he may be in the material estimation, can never equal the Supreme One. Anyone who is a constant companion of the Lord is certainly a liberated person, but he cannot be equal to the Lord. Right? The Lord is described in the Brahma Samhita as a tutor, infallible, which means that he never forgets himself, even though he is in a material contact. Therefore, the Lord and the living entity can never be equal in all respects, even if the living entity is as liberated as Arjuna. Don't miss a word. Although Arjuna is a devotee of the Lord, he sometimes forgets the nature of the Lord, but by the divine grace of a devotee can at once understand the infallible condition of the Lord, whereas a non-devotee or a demon cannot this transcendental nature. Consequently, his descriptions in the Gita cannot be understood by demoniac brains. Krishna remembered acts which were performed by him millions of years before. But Arjuna could not, despite the fact that both Krishna and Arjuna are eternal by nature. We may also note herein that a living entity forgets everything due to his
change of body.
There's a difference. But the Lord remembers because he does not change his such that another body. He is Advaita, which means there is no distinction between his body and himself. Everything in relation to him is spirit, whereas the conditioned soul is different from material body. And because the Lord's body and self are identical, his position is always different from that of the even when he descends to the material platform. The demons cannot adjust themselves to this transcendental nature of the Lord, which the Lord himself explains in the following verse. How does he say? Ajo pisan abhyayatma bhutanam isharo pisan prakritim samadhishtaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Yes, that is Krishna. Aja means unborn. Api. avyaya atma. Avyaya atma. Without deterioration. How can you say a person who is born has taken birth? The word here is aja, unborn, right? Why you celebrate Janmasami? Yes. Why do you celebrate Janmasami? I'm sure that you are preparing for Janmasami this year. Like the previous years. Right? So Christian said, I don't have birth. So why are you celebrating birth? Yes? Why do you celebrate Janmasami? Janmasami means what?
The
birth of who?
Krishna.
So, okay, but he said, Aja, Abhisan, Abhyaya, Adma. Aja, I'm unborn.
Sun.
Yes, that is in the purport. Yes, the purport. Yes. Yes. How do you welcome him? Janmasami. So what they are telling me that you just created so you can celebrate. Not that really appear. Right? What they are telling me is that we just create this celebration, not that Christ really appear, but we just create it to celebrate. Yes. Oh, we are celebrating Janmasami, Christ's birth, his appearance. How do you call it? How do you call it? Appearance. Appearance. Yes. Appearance. Is it not? Appearance. Krishna appeared. And his appearance is very, very mysterious. Right? Yes. So Macharya says his appearance there. So yes, what did they explain to that? Krishna's appearance was birth, his activities. In text 9 he said, what did Krishna say in text 9? One word Krishna said, Divyam. Krishna says Divyam, right? Divine. Very mysterious. Very, very mysterious. Divine. We'll explain that in a letter. Christians, the mysteries of Christians' appearance.
Krishna said that many, many births, both you and I have passed. So does it mean that he's referring to his incarnations? His birth. So.
Yes. Yes. Referring to his incarnation. Incarnation. Ramadi Muruti Sukala Nimanati Stanavatarama Karabu when you kin to Krishna Swayam Samaba Paramaha Puman Yo Govinamati Purusham Tamahomba Dami Nanavatara. He has unlimited Ananta Rupa. Advaita Machuta Mananta, Ananta Rupa, Adyam. Unlimited. All of them are his. So, why Krishna is doing this? Why Krishna is expanding unlimitedly like that? Why is he doing that? Is himself one, isn't it enough? Why so many? So many, like, so limited. Why? Huh?
Yes. Different incarnations are his different potencies personified. Nasimhadeva is anger, and Lord Ramchandra Dharma, Maryada Purushottam. So,
So what of others? But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 is it not enough? Why unlimited?
Also because of various types of devotees.
Yes. Yes.
What?
Krishna has unlimited devotees. They all have different tastes. So Krishna knows the taste of his devotees, appear in that to them. You can never change Hanuman from worshipping Sitaram to Radha Krishna. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried, he didn't succeed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried, he didn't succeed. Yes. Also, yes.
When Hanuman came in incarnation of Murari Gupta, then there also he could not take name of Radha Krishna. He was taking name of Rama.
Yes.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him mercy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him mercy? To chant Radha Krishna?
He left him his food or not? Like, he was thinking that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day tell me that to take the name of Krishna, but I cannot, so he left his side. Like, that he was thinking of them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
What did he do?
I asked him, you know. I think he gave his mercy.
Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, but he couldn't. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. Was very happy with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. Very, very happy with Murari Gupta. He told him. All glory to the disciple who cannot give up the shelter of his guru, her guru. More glory to the guru who can never give up the disciples. That if the disciple runs, he will go after them and grab them by sika, bring them back. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified a bona fide disciple and a bona fide guru, at the person of Radha Gupta. Yes. There's no light, so can I use my microphone?
So, in our movement, it's obviously directed towards the worship of Krishna, particularly in Panyavala. But does this mean that only those, because we understand from the scripture that every soul has an original identity, does this mean that only those souls with original identity is attracted to that kind of worship are attracted to? Or does it mean that when it comes to this movement, they develop an attraction to being?
Very good question. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us Madhurya Rasa. This is what he gave to us. When we attain perfection by this process, our natural relationship with Krishna will manifest. We will go to where we belong. This is Goloka, we'll go there. If it's Vaikuntha, we'll go there. If it's Ayodhya, we'll go there. Naturally, we'll go like that. All right? It's already there, naturally. At the stage of perfection, we'll go to where we belong.
But the emphasis, obviously, you know, you brought up the emphasis is on Krishna. And
yes.
Even from when you're writing about the incarnation, he always makes a point, you know, they are like the parts of Krishna, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always, you know, brings it back to Krishna.
Yes. In chapter 8, Krishna is going to tell us, worship me in my form as Krishna with two hands. Not with Narayan, two hands. Chapter 8. Yes. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Venkata Bhatta the same thing. Give up Lakshmi Narayan, worship, take to Radha Krishna. He did. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Prabhupada Saraswati. They came. Because Prabhupada Saraswati is Tunga Vidya, it's a gopi. So immediately he followed, because that's his nature, he went there. Muradi Gupta, he is Hanuman, so he couldn't. The same philosophy was given to both of them. One changed, one did not change. Why? Because that is where we belong. We follow that way.
Muradi Gupta later started worship Jagannath in Odisha, then the Pavan Jagannath here is worshipped by him. He came with Muradi Gupta. There is another.
He worshipped Jagannath as Ram.
As Ram.
Yes. As Ram, not Jagannath. As Ram. All right? What to do? Yes. In this text 6, there's so many points that Papa explained. There's so many points here. Do you want us to go through them? Or want to do it by yourself? You want to do it by yourself? Or we should go through them? Okay. Do yourself and let me see how many points you get. Yes. There's so many points Prabhupada mentioned here in the purport. So go through them and bring out your point. I'd like to see. You understand?
Yes.
Text 6. The purport. There's so many things here. So many things. Proper this here. I want to see your point. One by one. Almost every sentence has something. Almost every sentence. Yes. Has something very wonderful. Almost every sentence. So after speaking this, now Krishna continues his transcendental knowledge. And he came to text 7. Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Yada yada hi dharmasya.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Glanir bhavati bharata.
Adyutha nama dharmasya.
Adyutha nama dharmasya.
Tadat manam sujamyaham.
Tadat manam sujamyaham.
Predominant rise of religion, at that time I just sent myself. Yes. The word Sujami is significant herein. Sujami cannot be used in the sense of
creation.
Because according to the previous verse, there is no creation of the Lord's form or body, since all of the forms are eternally existent. Therefore, Sujami means that the Lord manifests himself as he is. Although the Lord appears on schedule, namely at the end of the Dwarpa Yuga of the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu, one day of Brahma, he has no obligation to adhere to such rules and regulations, because he is completely free to act in many ways at his will. So Krishna, Abhyaya Atma, means what? Abhyaya Atma, in the previous verse.
Huh?
without deterioration.
Okay, sorry. Look for Adma Mayaya. Adma Mayaya. Eh? Yes. Krishna appeared on his own sweet wheel. His own sweet wheel. Nobody forced him. Although he is coming on schedule, but that it doesn't mean anything to him. He can do whatever he likes. All right? He therefore appears by his own will. Right, it is here. Whenever there is a predominant rise of religiosity and the disappearance of true religion. Principles of religion are laid down in the Vedas, and any discrepancy in the matter of proper execution of the rules of the Vedas makes one irreligious. Irreligious. So what does that mean? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? We should follow the Vedas, the teachings of the Vedas. We should look at our activities before we do. Yes. We should all look at our activities before we do them. Look at our activity means what? We should check and see if it corresponds with the scripture. You should check and see what I'm about to do now. How will it benefit people? Will it benefit people or it will disturb people? We should always look at that. What I'm about to do now, if all of us in this room does the same thing, will it help this movement to progress or it will disturb this movement? We should always look. All of us at all times. A devotee is called a devotee because it has a principle that all our activities are approved in the scripture. Therefore, we check what I'm about to do now. If all of us here does the same thing, what will happen to this environment? Will everybody be happy, satisfied, and encouraged? If the answer is yes, go ahead. If the answer is no, don't do it. Right? Where are we? In the Bhagavatam, it is stated that such principles are the laws of the Lord. Only the Lord can manufacture a system of religion. The Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by himself to Brahma from within his heart, ten Brahma Hridaya Adikavaye. Therefore, the principles of Dharma or religion are the direct orders of the supreme perception of what? Dharamam tu sakshat. It's from where? This way from where? Great. Great. You see, Prabhupada quoted also in chapter 4, text 34, purport. Prabhupada quoted it there. And there the verse is given. Srimad Bhagavatam, yes, chapter 6. These principles are clearly indicated throughout. The purpose of the Vedas is to establish such principles under the order of the Supreme Lord. And the Lord directly orders at the end of the Gita that the highest principle of religion is to surrender to him only and nothing more. Why only Krishna? Why only Krishna? He is the Supreme Lord. The dear friend and web wisher of everyone. Why only Krishna? He's not false ego. When he says me, means what? Huh? Me, only me. What's the meaning? Is it what's ego? Yes. Krishna said here, Aham Tvam Sarva Padidya. Isn't it? Aham Tvam? I and you, if we come together in surrender, what happened? I'll free you from all sinful reactions. Anyone, can any person here do that?
No.
Do you have a second person who can do it?
No.
So, Hare Krishna. Is it not? So it's Hare Krishna. This is not false ego. It's Hare Krishna. The very principles push one towards complete surrender unto him. And whenever such principles are disturbed by the demoniac, the Lord appears. Hare Krishna. Okay, you continue afterwards. Now it's 4:30. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Itai Gopi Mala.
Jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.